Thank you, Mr. President. I thank you for your message of a strong empathy and support. And also I thank Madam High Commissioner, Special Rapporteur, and also Madam Fawzia Koofi for their strong statements and messages. Mr. President, first, I would like to thank every member states, individuals, and organizations who supported and worked tirelessly to make today's urgent debate possible. This debate is about Afghanistan's women's rights activists and defenders, about each schoolgirl, about each female teacher, judges, and journalist, and women in general, who bravely asking for their rights to be respected. Speaking to you today, we speak for them. Reports coming out of Afghanistan clearly indicate the situation of human rights, particularly those of women and girls, today is the worst anywhere else on the planet Earth. Standing in solidarity with the women and girls who do not have the opportunity to raise their voice or to hope for a better future is the job of this council, and it's a measure of its credibility. When we were struggling to make this debate possible, I was wondering, what if not now? When will be the time to stand for the very basic human rights and the women's rights in Afghanistan? And I'm very glad that we managed to have this debate and to have a platform for a great number of Afghan women in this council and also online to raise their voice. Mr. President, today the contrast cannot be more daunting. The very moment that we speak here at this August Council in Kabul, the Taliban have gathered 3,000 of their members, all men and all Talib, and have assigned another 12,000 armed men to guard this gathering. No independent media, no voice of dissent, and no woman. Tomorrow, I'm certain that this gathering will issue an edict and will ask for international recognition, for more humanitarian and economic assistance, and for release of the central bank funds. Taliban are under a view, or hopefully an illusion, that the international community has forgotten the people of Afghanistan and their own principles. And as they openly and insidiously disregard every obligation, commitment, and promises to uphold the human rights and women's rights in Afghanistan. Mr. President, for majority of the people of Afghanistan, the situation is not normal. Afghanistan is a country of rich culture and diversity. It was and remains a meeting point, a microcosm of all regional civilizations. The current temporary situation is an affront to our values, our customs, and the teaching of the holy religion of Islam, that 1.5 billion women and men, minus few thousand Taliban and their foreign sympathizers, believe and uphold. It's not normal to practice this in the majority of Muslim states from Morocco to Indonesia. It's certainly not normal under the international human rights law. So the marginal attempts to normalize is both impertinent and futile. Mr. President, women and girls have shown us the meaning of courage. They refuse to allow fear to indicate their action. They have displayed the meaning of strength. They have kept going in the face of oppression. They have demonstrated the meaning of hope. They remain and maintain the conviction for a better day that will come definitely, inshallah. Now, these women and girls have felt that their voice have gone until now unheard, not only in their country but beyond, and that their call for action were met with mere condemnation. Mr. President, the situation of women and girls in Afghanistan demand nothing less than a robust monitoring mechanism to collect, consolidate, and analyze evidence of violation, to document and verify information, to identify those responsible, and to promote accountability and remedies for victims, and to make recommendations for effective prevention for future violations. Mr. President, We are looking forward to hearing from women, right, defenders who have shared their vision, who will share their vision with this council, and from the states, international organizations, and civil society who have come together to generate an effective response to what can only be called a human rights crisis for girls and for general in Afghanistan. As long as girls and women are valued less, not schooled, subjected to violence and discrimination, and erased from public life, the potential to create a peaceful, prosperous, inclusive Afghanistan where human rights are promoted and protected will not be realized. And I thank you, Mr. President.